Nicole, tell us about your experience on The Price is Right.
It was the best day ever, seriously. I mean, I should say that my wedding day and, you know, the day I gave birth to my babies, like, those were all great days too, but it was just so ridiculously fun. And I grew up watching The Price is Right, so for me it was special. And so when I found out I was going to be going to LA for work, I thought perhaps I would, you know, see if I could get some free tickets for the studio audience. And I was just so jacked up the whole day. It was like I had eaten, you know, 10 pounds of cotton candy or something, because I turned into 10-year-old me, you know, skipping and dancing and just having so much fun. And I guess you can see that enthusiasm on the show.
Well, that just pretty much sums up your personality too, Nicole.
Well, it's funny you say that, because my daughter was watching it. And I said, when it was over, I said, "So what did you think?" And she said, "Mom, I cannot believe that your entire personality was just summed up in 5 minutes on national television." She said, "That is just," she goes, "I don't know, I thought maybe you'd be more professional or something." She goes, "But no, you were all you, Mom."
Well, for fun. So how did the day unfold?
Well, it's really interesting, because when I watch the show, you don't realize how noisy it is in this place, because you can hear everything. The microphones are piped right in through our TV. So they tell you it's going to be loud and we're going to call your name and you might not hear it. So look up at the stage, because they have cue cards with your name on it if you're called down. And so sure enough, the show started and it was crazy screaming. I mean, I'm screaming. Everyone around me is screaming. It's the loudest place I've ever been in my entire life. And they call down the first person and you can't really hear who it is. It sounds like a bunch of mumbling, but they flip over the cue card and then you see that person's name.
Okay.
So they did that three times, and, you know, there are four spots on Bidder's Row. So finally they said, "Nicole Phillips, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right." And I didn't hear it, but I saw my name on the cue card. And when they flipped that cue card and it said Nicole Phillips, it was a moment of, like, leaving my body. Like, what? This is what I hoped for but never imagined would really happen. So, you know, I gave lots of high fives and ran on down, and it was pretty sweet. But the coolest thing right before that is there was a woman in her 70s sitting behind me with her son and her daughter. And her daughter had actually won a car on The Price is Right the day before.
Oh, my gosh.
So they were coming. Yeah, yeah. So they were coming just as spectators for fun. And the son, who was probably in his 50s, said, "You're going to get on." And I said, "Oh, no, you know, whatever." And he said, "No, you're going to get on." He said, "Just trust me." I don't know if it was because of where I was sitting, I think, is how he knew that. Because they put people in different spots in the audience so that all the winners don't come from one area of the audience. So they specifically seat you. So sure enough, and he said, "When you're called down, look at my mom." And I looked at his mother, and she looked at me, and she said in kind of broken English, "I'm very good with numbers." And she smiled at me, and I was like, okay. So I sure enough, I got down to Bidder's Row, and they pulled on a camera, and that's what we're bidding on. And I look at her, and she tells me to bid $1,000. Well, the first woman who was up there bid $1,000, so I look back at this woman, Maria, and I kind of go, "What do I do?" And she said, $1,001. And I was like, oh, no, like, that's the meanest trick in the book. So I did it, and I got up there. And then when I got to play the game, which is called Any Number, I didn't have a thought in my head. It was like, I wasn't thinking anything. I was totally, you know, vapid at that point, or whatever the word is. But but I was looking at Maria, and she kept feeding me numbers, so I kept saying them. And sure enough, the next thing I know, I have a car.
So who gets the pleasure of driving it?
Well, that's still up for debate in our household, because we have a 15-year-old. She will be able to drive. You know, it's not her car, but she will let her drive it and learn how to drive in it. So we'll share it as a family.
So were you able to take it off the lot that day?
No. In fact, I had to sign a form that said if I told anyone what I had won, I forfeited my prizes. So if anything would have gotten out on social media or anything saying, you know, "Hey, I'm on the show and I won a car," then I forfeit. So I had to keep it really quiet. And they said, "Show airs." So for me, that was Friday, April 12th. They said, "Once your show airs, we will release your prizes," meaning they'll begin the paperwork to actually send it. So they said by July 12th, I should have a car sitting in my driveway. So they basically work. I won a Mazda CX-3, and it's like a little SUV crossover sport.
Wow. How exciting for you and your family, Nicole.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. Thanks, Bo. I'm super thrilled. You know, sometimes when things happen that are exciting for you, it doesn't mean it's exciting for everyone else. Mm-hmm. And I just am so touched by the kindness of everyone. Just kind of celebrating this and getting joy out of this with me, it just means a lot to me right now.
When I saw the paper today, I was so happy for you and your family. I know you're struggling a little bit, and this is just a cool thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm big into telling people, you know, pain and joy exist simultaneously. And, you know, right now my husband doesn't have a job, and, you know, he had a car through the university, but does not have that anymore either. And so the fact that this happened just felt like such a huge God wink to our family. Like, okay, I got it. It's all going to be good. Mm-hmm. And to me, it was special to remember that even when things kind of are hard, there is always reason to celebrate. And this happened to be a really big reason for us to celebrate.
Oh, definitely. God is good all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Absolutely.
Best of luck to you and Saul and your family. And I hope he lands quickly. I'm sure he will.
Thank you. Yep, I think he will too.
Thank you, Nicole, for sharing your story.
Yeah, so fun, Bo. Have a really great weekend and a really great week.